Chapter 2. The Role of Fear and Its Several Kinds. I shall now come to the second thing, to wit, the rule and directory of our fear. Of this word fear, as it is taken for the word of God, the written word of God, for that also is and ought to be the rule and directory of our fear. So David calls it in Psalm 19, verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The fear of the Lord, that is, the word of God, the written word, for that which he calleth in this place the fear of the Lord, even in the same place he calleth the law, statutes, commandments, and judgments of God. In Psalm 19, verses 7 through 9, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. All these words have respect to the same thing, to wit, the word of God, jointly designing the glory of it. Among which phrases, you see, this is one. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. This written word is, therefore, the object of a Christian's fear. This is that also which David intended when he said in Psalm 34, verse 11, come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. That is, I will teach you the commandments, statutes, and judgments of the Lord, even as Moses commanded the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1, it says, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. That scripture also in Isaiah intends the same, where the Father saith of the Son, that he shall be of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, that he may smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. See Isaiah chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. This rod in the text is none other but the fear, the word of the Lord, for he was to be of a quick understanding in it, that he might smite, that is, execute it according to the will of his Father, upon and among the children of men. Now this, as I said, is called the fear of the Lord because it is the rule and directory of our fear. For we know not how to fear the Lord in a saving way without its guidance and direction. As it is said of the priest that was sent back from the captivity to Samaria to teach the people to fear the Lord, so it is said concerning the written word, it is given to us and left among us that we may read therein all the days of our life and learn to fear the Lord. See Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 1 through 24, chapter 10 verse 12, and chapter 17 verse 19. And here it is that trembling at the word of God is even by God himself not only taken notice of, but counted as laudable and praiseworthy, as is evident in the case of Josiah. See 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 26 and 27. Such also are the approved of God. Let them be condemned by whoever they may. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 5, it says, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord.